Dear Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for this morning, how you're with us. And I thank you for all that you're doing and the places you're taking us to in you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
And blow that trumpet.
All right. We made it to...
I can't tell him that because he get too excited. Y'all going to get excited today.
St. John 15. Now, last week, we finally got through with 7. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. You should ask what you will, and it will be done to you. Now, Jesus said a lot. Following that, he said, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. It was always the Father's will that we operate exactly, no different than he does.
Whoa.
All the way from the beginning.
Now repeat that.
It was always God's top desire that we operate exactly just like he does. From the beginning, he made Adam in his own image. And then he told him how to build his life foundationally just like God builds his. Mm-hmm. And everything was in it, just like the Sermon on the Mount. Lord, he was motivated by love. So one time I said, Lord, you told him to do these things, but you didn't tell him to love. He said, son, all he understood was love. It's kind of like what Nick said about Acts. It didn't mention love because they were full of love. So Adam was full of love. Being full of love, he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, and have dominion over it. So warfare is in it by subduing it and having dominion over it. He's in the position of a king. And all the things of God bring you to that point. The blood of Jesus gets us, helps us, it destroys the sin nature in the heart. And then from there we can build our lives and root it out of our mind and root it out of our will and root it out of our body. Mm-hmm. And he expects us to do that because the first fight is always within. And we win that, we win everything.
Amen.
And then we build. We abide in him, we abide. That's the Father's good pleasure for us to abide in him. And his word will help us do it. And the Holy Spirit will guide us. Everything of God helps us to do what God started in the first place. And last week I was talking about how I was going to ask the Lord about depression. And Friday morning he answered me. He told me, he taught me about depression. It may have been Thursday morning because I remember telling my brother-in-law about it. Anyway, he said depression, it starts with a sorrow. And
start with what now?
It starts with sorrow.
Okay.
And sorrow works to change your focus off of God. If it was on God, it works to change your focus away from God. If it wasn't on God in the first place, it works to keep you from seeing God, who he is through Christ. Now, and then it develops and, you know, it starts to see for him, it gets worse. Now, and the example he gave me was the rich young ruler. Mm-hmm. He wasn't willing to part with his money. He made himself depend on that money. Mm-hmm. And... it was all right that he had it, but Jesus said, one thing you lack, go and sell all you have, give to the poor, and come and follow me. Now, if he would have obeyed him, the laws of sowing and reaping would have gave him that money back, but his focus would have been changed. And it's good to know that God is with you and you don't need props and crutches. The Lord once gave me a message saying, break every crutch. If a person is wealthy or have a great savings account, you'll be tempted to look at that instead of God. But even if you have great riches, the Lord wants you to look at him. Never change focus. There's no reason to ever change focus. But when he walked away, he was greatly sorrowful. And that would lead him to depression because he wasn't willing to obey God and he walked away in disobedience. The greatest gift you can give God is obedience. Mm-hmm. It's more important to him than any sacrifice. So when you look at the beginning of what God did, multiplying is in it. Amen. Increasing greatly is in it. Multiplying is in it. warfare is that just like the Sermon on the Mount and the Sermon on the Plain, they work together. All the things of God. Now, it's his top desire for us to be like him, be like Amen. Kings. When in Gideon's day, Gideon won the war, and he captured his enemies, the kings, Zeba and Zalmunna. In verse 18 of chapter 8, it says, then said he unto Zeba and Zalmunna, what manner of men were they whom ye slew at Tabor? And they answered, as thou art, so were they. Each one resembled the children of a king. Kings don't need props and crutches. Gideon was the kind of person that was, he was industrious. He was, he had a wisdom of God. And his brothers kicked him out. And then when they needed him, they wanted him back because he thought like a king. And after all this was over, they tried to make him a king, but he was devoted to the heart of God. He said, you know, God is the king of Israel. And he said, I won't reign over you, and my sons won't reign over you. So whenever you're looking to God, a king is formed in you. As long as you're looking to him, a king is formed in you. Now, depression was a subject that I couldn't relate to because I have to really think the last time I was depressed, and I would have to think back to the 80s. The last time I remember being afraid or depressed was in those years. And it wasn't long, because when you fill your heart with the word, it becomes impossible to be. You know, your focus can't be changed if you continue to study in the word of God.
Amen.
But when people let them allow it, even the word that they know, it works. That depression works against what they're learning. Just like worry. Worry wastes away the strength that you already have. As long as you worry, you're getting weaker. Well, depression does the same thing. But it works against your focus so that you'll feel like there's no help coming and there's no help that can come. Mm-hmm. And it's a heavy weight. So wrapping up, when we do it God's way, a king will be formed on the inside. And that's what communion is all about. We're communing with him. We're breaking bread with him. We're remembering what he did so that we can incorporate all of his knowledge in our life. All of it. Every word that he speaks, we incorporate it. And everything that you've ever learned is in there, just like a fish swimming around in your heart. It's not gone. The Holy Spirit can bring it back to your memory. You may have forgotten about it, but it's still there. And the Holy Spirit can bring it back. His word, he'll guide you into all truth. Even the word that we already know, we may have an incomplete understanding, but the Holy Spirit will he'll lead us to a more complete understanding. And a king will be formed in us. All right, Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Jesus knew way back then this was a seed. The communion itself was a seed. And he knew what would happen. He said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. We remember the victory that was fought for and won for us.
Amen.
And we build our life till the king is formed in us.
Amen. And we receive it right now, the Amen. Victory, God. Whatever is we're challenged with this morning, Lord, we receive the mm-hmm. victory for it because you paid the price. We've got the proof.
Amen.
Amen. He paid the price.
Yes.
Praise God.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your word, your wisdom, all of your wisdom. Bless us to do all that you have in store for us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen. Amen.